Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Kahir Chisde. The Dimapur District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA, held an emergency meeting yesterday at the Deputy Commissioner's office following continuous heavy rainfall resulting blocked drainage systems, submerged roads and displacing several families. Addressing the meeting, Chief Secretary of Nagaland, Dr. J. Alam, emphasized the need for swift field leveled response and active coordination among all concerned departments, including the Dimapur Municipal Council and the police. He reminded that all attending members are part of the DDMA and must contribute to the collective response effort. According to a report from the DDMA, the district was caught unprepared due to the intensity and volume of rainfall. Multiple areas experienced severe waterlogging and relief operations had to be initiated immediately. The Chief Secretary commended the State Disaster Response Force for their prompt action despite limited resources. He assured that the demand for more rescue boats and additional funds would be examined on a priority basis. Concerns were also raised over potential outbreaks of waterborne diseases. The chief medical officer was directed to remain on high alert and to begin field assessments, especially in low-lying areas. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman of Newland District Disaster Management Authority, Sara S. Jameer, convened an emergency monsoon preparedness meeting at the DC's office yesterday. Speaking at the meeting, Ms. Jameer stated that for the first time in the past 20 years, the floods and landslides in the district have caused more havoc and have severely affected the people due to incessant rainfall. The DC informed that almost all the villages under Newland District are reeling underwater and many roads have been washed away. Calling upon all the line department officials, she stressed on the need for a unified response and focus on coordinating efforts to the situation. The DC also directed the chairman of Newland Town Council to inform all councillors and ensure that the drainage is cleared in their concerned wards. During the meeting, various department officials highlighted their preparedness, resource availability and shortcomings in managing the monsoon problem. The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy has reaffirmed its commitment to pursue the core demands made to the government of Nagaland regarding the 48 years indefinite reservation policy. In a press release, the committee has also extended its gratitude to the five apex tribal bodies, its student organizations and all participants for the support and solidarity during the one-day sit-in protest held in front of Nagaland Civil Secretariat at Kohima yesterday. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that India must create a smart strategy that puts together academic knowledge with social good while meeting the aspirations and energy needs of society. Addressing the National Workshop on Future Ready Energy Education, Opportunities and Challenges, organized by the Indian Institute of Technology Delhi in New Delhi, he said India is marching towards achieving the net zero commitment by 2070. The union minister added that India is the third largest energy consumer in the world with only one-third per capita energy consumption.
Energy transportation mein lagti hai, energy day-to-day life mein lagti hai, energy sabhi mein lagti hai. Energy ek horizontal topic aaj hai. Is samay mein isme kaise scenario aage hoga? Energy ki end-to-end knowledge, sustainability se leke, consumption se leke, distribution se leke, smart use tak. Hame ek duniya mein naya protocol ki aavashyakta hoti hai. Aur ye sirf academic knowledge se nahi hoga. Isko academic knowledge ko societal practice se convert karna padega.
Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has called for a fundamental shift in the way public grievances are handled, emphasizing that grievance redressal must go beyond disposal to ensure citizens' satisfaction. Addressing a national workshop in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "We must treat grievances as opportunities to identify flaws in policies and administrative rules." The union minister said grievance redressal ought to be a tool for systemic reform and ease of living. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.